to the Fulfilled Life Project. I'm Chrisanthi Finn, a wife and mama of three littles who is massively passionate about finding fulfillment in the ordinary and helping you do the same. The intention with this podcast is to have you leaving every episode feeling fired up for life, ready to find joy in the ordinary, and ready to ditch that same stuff, different day mindset. Let's get fulfilled. How can we live fulfilled today? Hey friends, welcome back to the Fulfilled Life Project. I have been doing a lot of reflecting on the title of this podcast and how I can continue to convey this message to you in a way that teaches you how to live a fulfilled life. I truly believe that living a fulfilled life is something that everyone should have as a goal. I think that that's what we were created for. I don't think that that's something that I created. I think it's truly in the creation of us as human beings is that we are meant to live a life of fulfillment, a life of abundance, a life of joy, a life of more. So I have some really exciting things brewing for how I'm going to truly teach you the ways and the steps of bringing this project to fruition. However, I don't want you to get tripped up on something. I don't want you to listen to this and be like, okay, it's the Fulfilled Life Project. I'm working on it. I'm a work in progress. I want you to realize that no matter what is going on in your life, no matter how hard things are, you can choose to live fulfilled today, right now, right this second. All right, so what does that look like? And why is this weighing on my heart so heavily? I think that so often we say things like, well, when I get this, or when I get that, or when I get to this point in my life, right? When I get the job that I want, when I meet the guy of my dreams, when I have kids, when I get the house, when my house is clean, when the laundry's done, when things are ordered in order, then I can relax. Then I can enjoy life. Then I can feel at peace. And maybe you're on the other side of some of those things and you're thinking, wow, yeah, I did think that. And whoa, huh, that wasn't the answer. That wasn't the magic thing. Because I know for myself, looking back, like I got the college degree. I got the job. I got the husband. I got the kids. I got the house. But there's always more that we want, or there's always more that we desire. And so often we can get to that thing, and then before we even give ourselves a chance to celebrate that thing, we're looking for the next thing. And if we're living like that, are we living fulfilled? Are we just looking at these distractions? Are we looking at these obstacles? Are we looking at these things that are getting in the way? And this, like this constant stress, this constant to-do list, this constant whatever that's distracting us from living a life that is fulfilled. I was listening to a podcast this morning, and it was the That Sounds Fun podcast with Annie F. Downs, who, if you haven't listened to her podcast, go and listen right now because she's amazing. I just love her energy. She is absolutely living a life that is fulfilled and teaching others to do so, and that just brings me so much joy. But she interviewed a girl named Mallory Irvin, who I had never heard of. I don't know if I'm just not up on pop culture or what, but I also love listening to podcasts with women who have this like Southern accent. I don't know. It just brings me so much joy and just whatever. But anyway, all that to say, Mallory Irvin was being interviewed by Annie Downs, and she, I totally jive with. I had to send her a message immediately because her whole brand is Living Fully, which totally goes along with the Fulfilled Life Project, right? But anyway, she was talking about her grandmother, who is this woman who, I think the story was that she had a corner store. And she said, you can start the day in one of two ways, by saying, good morning, Lord, or good Lord, it's morning. That right there is so powerful. I want you to think about it again. And I'm not giving her cute Southern accent justice, but she said, good morning, Lord, or good Lord, it's morning. We literally have a chance from the time that we wake up in the morning to decide how we're going to approach our day. Every morning, we're not promised a new day, right? We're not promised the next day of waking up. But how many times do you wake up and before you can even open your eyes, you start to think about the to-do list. You start to think about all the things that have to get done. You maybe look at your watch and you're like, crap, I shut the alarm off and now I'm behind. Or, ugh, that laundry I never got to last night. Or, ugh, are there dishes in the sink? Or, oh, what is she going to wear to school today, right? These are the things that I know go through my mind. But you have a choice. You can either say, open your eyes and say, good morning, Lord, and thank God for a new day. Or you can say, ugh, good Lord, it's morning and I got to do this all over again. And I think that is the difference between living a life that is fulfilled. And I'm not saying that it's going to be perfect and every day is going to be wake up and you're like, oh my gosh, the birds are chirping, the sun is shining. Thank you, God, for this day. But we can get into the habit of it. We can get into the habit of doing that. And I think that that one small thing, and I've talked about this a lot, one small change, one small mind shift can really change the course of your day. So how can you live fulfilled today? That's one thing you can do. One thing you can do is every day you choose to, instead of good Lord, it's morning, or ugh, it's morning, good morning, Lord. We actually talked about this in our Bible study a couple weeks ago, and my friend Tip, who is one of the most beautiful Christian women who just is living a fulfilled life and shining from the inside out, like I talk about, is goals for me. And she challenged us all to wake up and before we even open our eyes, say, good morning, Lord. And there it is again, coming up today while I'm listening to this podcast, which makes me think like, wow, this holds power. So I challenge you to do that. So step one to living a fulfilled life today is when you wake up in the morning, thank the Lord for another day. Say good morning to the Lord before you even do anything else. Before you do anything else, count your blessings. And I talked about this in an episode a few weeks ago where I talked about starting your day fulfilled, right? Starting your day with movement, starting your day with mindset, starting your day with a mantra. I love that alliteration. But starting your day off on a positive note before you open your eyes to the world, open your eyes to how can I live fulfilled today? How can I start the day off on a positive note? But now the day keeps going on, right? And so we might have goals to live a fulfilled life, but sometimes when we look at the Fulfilled Life Project as a project, we see it as this long-term thing. We see it as one day I will live fulfilled when fill in the blank. And I don't want you to do that. I want to encourage you to find the small wins, to find the little bit of joy every single day, in every moment of the day. I want you to shine bright for others. Because when you shine bright for others, you're shining bright for yourself as well. Yesterday, we had an amazing day. I went out on a hike. If you saw my Instagram, you saw the highlight reel. I took the kids. We got fruit bowls. We did a little picnic. We went on a 3.5 mile hike with the dog, and it was great. The weather was beautiful. It was so great to be just with my kids out in nature, enjoying the nice weather when we've had snow and cold weather and everything. I love that break and that sign that spring is coming. But what I didn't show was the kids grumbling and the fact that we got lost in the woods and my phone almost died and it was all these things and the poor dog was tired and we didn't have water and all the things, right? But at some point in the day, Grayson was just tired. He had had a sleepover the night before. We walked 3.5 miles, which really is a lot for little kids and a little dog. And me. And he was like, I just want to go home and rest. I'm trying to think of how he said it. I want to go home and rest because then I'll be closer to the day being over. And I was like, what? Like, that's not normal for a kid to say, right? And I know he was tired, so I'm not reading anything into it, but I just wanted to note what he said. He said, I just can't wait for the day to be over. And I thought, like, first of all, let me have a conversation with him about this. But again, I know he's just tired. I'm not reading too much into it. But I thought, how often do we do that in life? Kids don't normally do it because they want to play and they want to stay up and they want to, like, they don't want to go to bed, right? But how often as adults are we like, oh, I just can't wait for this day to be over? Maybe it's the work day. Maybe it's the kids driving you crazy. Maybe it's just you're tired from the night before. I can't wait for this day to be over. And that's normal. That's human nature. We're tired. We're busy. We're stressed. We're all the things. But I want to live a life that is so fulfilled that I don't want the day to be over because I'm looking for more opportunities for fulfillment, more opportunities for joy. So I want you to, if you're ever feeling that way, to stop and shift it. Maybe you're not where you want to be today. Maybe you aren't at the goal in your career. Maybe you haven't earned the trophy. Maybe you're not making as much money as you want to. Maybe you're not, your house isn't as clean as you want it to be. Maybe your pantry's not organized. Maybe you're, you know, all of the things. We can always want more or have goals for more or strive for more. But you can still live today full out with abundance, abundant joy, abundant love, abundant hope. You can still live today fulfilled, knowing that you're still working. You're still a work in progress. That's okay. Living fulfilled doesn't mean you've reached your goals. Living fulfilled doesn't mean you've got that picture perfect house. Living fulfilled doesn't have to mean any of those things. Maybe having a clean and orderly house and having fresh flowers on the counter and having the laundry done bring you peace and bring you joy, which leads to fulfillment. But you don't have to have those things in order to live fulfilled. No matter where you are on your journey in life, you can find something to feel fulfilled about today. You can find something to feel joy about today. You can find some way to spread love and hope and peace today and live fulfilled regardless of what's on your vision board or your goal board or where you want to end your life and the impact you want to make. Because the little things that you do every single day and the way you show up every single day is what leads to you being fulfilled. It's what makes that impact. It's what leaves that legacy. So often we think that we've got to get to the top of the mountain and then we're fulfilled. That's not it. It's the little steps along the way. If I think back to that hike yesterday, and I think about what made me fulfilled about that hike, it wasn't that we finished. It wasn't that we got back to the car, although at the time, like I said, we got lost and it was this whole big thing. At the time when we saw that car, it was like, oh, sweet baby Jesus, there's the car. But it was the things along the way. It was the kids laughing together. It was the dog running and chasing after them. It was looking and finding the bridge that we were looking for. It was all those things along the way that led to fulfillment. It was those things that made the memories for the day. It was those things that made the impact. It was those things that led us to feeling fulfilled. Really quickly, I want to just jump to the Bible and what I see as fulfillment in the Bible. There's this great quote, there's this great part in the Bible. And honestly, I don't know what verse it is. I don't know what chapter it's in. I don't know any of the logistics. So if you do and you want to correct me on all the things, then go ahead and send me a message so I know. But here's what I know. There's a story of Mary and Martha. I think I've mentioned this before, but it always brings me to my knees when I hear this because I am so Mary. I think it's Mary. In this. But anyway, so here's Mary and Martha. Martha is sitting at the feet of Jesus. Maybe it's Mary. Oh my gosh. If Christian friends, I'm sorry, I'm botching this. But basically, one of them is sitting at the feet of Jesus and just sitting there and listening and taking in his words and taking in his stories and taking in the moment, while the other is off and cleaning and making sure the floor is clean and making sure the house is in order and making sure all the things are good. And she complains and says, well, Jesus, how can you be okay with this? She's just sitting at your feet. She's just sitting there and I'm busting my butt over here. And I know those aren't the words that are used, but that's the whole point in this, right? I am busting my butt and she is just sitting there. And I think so often we think that we need to be the one busting our butt. We need to be the one, like I'm imagining myself like literally scrubbing the grout with a toothbrush because I get so mad when I see a mess in my house. It like triggers me. But when we're doing that, we're missing out on the fulfillment. Maybe the fulfillment is in just sitting there and realizing that things are good where they are and we don't want to miss this moment. Do you see the connection? Do you see that so often we're striving for the next thing and it's not a bad thing. You're striving to be fulfilled, right? You're like, I'm going to get fulfilled because I'm going to get the job. I'm going to have the money. I'm going to be this and I'm going to do that. And my kids are going to have this and we're going to all the things. But maybe you're missing out on the fulfillment because you're so busy chasing. You're so busy working for it. You're so busy. It's a project and I've got to get there. And one day I'll get there that you miss out on the fulfillment today. All right. So how do we do this? Here are some quick action steps at the end that I want you to do. I think you can probably hear the dog barking in the background. So there's Champ. It's getting big. But Number one, I want you to find accountability partners. I want you to find an accountability partner who you can check in with, because maybe you started your day fulfilled. Maybe you started your day and said, good morning, Lord. And you did everything to get everybody out of the house on time and all things were great and there was peace and there was joy and all the things. But then life happens and you're running late, or the dog pees in the house, or you're whatever, fill in the blank with whatever happens. I could give you all the examples, but you get off track. And maybe you have anxiety, or you freak out on your kids, or you burn dinner, or whatever it is. And now you're not living fulfilled. I want you to have someone who you can check in with for accountability to say, how did you live fulfilled today? And when those moments happen where life happens, what did you do to bring it back? What did you do to remember your purpose? What did you do to still work towards living fulfilled? How did you find the joy in the mess? So find accountability partners, have a friend who you check in with to see if you're living fulfilled and share your fulfillment for the day. Maybe this means that you set an alarm on your phone for daily fulfillment check-ins. It might sound silly, but did you know you can name an alarm on your phone? So if you have an iPhone, you can go in and you can set an alarm and you can name it. So maybe you name your alarm with something that says, don't forget to live fulfilled, or fulfillment check-in, or how are you living fulfilled today? And you check in with yourself at times where you know life gets hard. So maybe it's when your kids get off the bus. Maybe you set an alarm for 3:45 and say, fulfillment, fulfilled check-in. Don't forget to live fulfilled. Something like that, where you have that opportunity where life gets stressful and you might forget what's important. How can you check in with yourself so that you can live fulfilled today? Schedule in breaks for yourself. Life is crazy. There is a to-do list. We are working towards big goals, right? Schedule a time where you just sit and visualize your gratitude. Visualize the good things that happened that day. If nothing good happened that day, you go and you make something happen right then to find joy, to find fulfillment. I don't want you to work and work and work and work, or dread your days, or live in the daily grind and get caught up in the ways of the world, thinking, well, I'll live fulfilled when I get there. I want you to live fulfilled today. I want you to live full out today. What does fulfillment even mean to you? If I'm saying this and you're like, well, what does that even mean? What does life look like when you feel fulfilled? When you are 100% in your purpose and your passion, and nothing can jar you from living a life full out. When you know that regardless of what comes your way, you're going to live a life that was fulfilled. You're going to step into your purpose. You're going to make the world a better place. You're going to show up in a way that brings hope to other people. You're going to be that person walking down the road, smiling at someone else, complimenting a stranger in the store, holding the door open for someone, remembering to soak in the small moments. That's what it looks like for me. What does it look like for you? How can you live fulfilled today? Friend, I hope you take these tips and I hope you put them into action. But more importantly, I want you to make them your own. So whatever you're going to do to live fulfilled, I launched this podcast back in August. My prayer is that you're out on a walk right now, or you're in your car heading somewhere, or you're vacuuming or putting away the dishes or folding laundry, and you're finding these moments listening to this podcast where you're bringing yourself back and reminding yourself what's important. And my prayer is that from the time you started listening to this show until now, you can see how you have made more of an effort to live a life that is fulfilled every single day. Big things are coming. I'm working on some really exciting stuff for you, and I just can't wait to share it. But until then, I want to know, how are you living fulfilled? Send me a message. Post it on your Instagram and tag me. Put it in the comments of this episode. Share it with a friend. Let's live fulfilled. Let's get fulfilled, friend. Let's get fulfilled. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. I pray that you are leaving here feeling more fulfilled than ever, that you are ready to go out and live your best life. If you loved this episode, it would mean so much to me if you go ahead and share it with your best girlfriend. Put it on your social media and tag me so that I can thank you for helping to spread the word about the Fulfilled Life Project. Until next time, girl, see you later.